Blog Talk Radio.
You know, I try to keep a positive attitude, and being positive means I'm just able to, you know, be rational enough to be aware of the consequences of my actions. And one of the reasons why I do this podcast is because I have a lot to say. And somebody referred me to this blog talk radio because all I do is talk, and I have to talk about whatever's going on. Yeah, I am an entertainer, but I'm also intellectual. So what I'm trying to do well in my life and music, I also try to do well in other things. You know, like I'm going to school and I didn't do too well on a subject I thought I would do, and I talked about this before. I practically failed. I failed a lot in life. I failed so many tests. I got 40%, but still, I had to pick myself up and keep going. I never said I was the smartest person on the planet. I never said I was the most talented or the richest, definitely not the richest, or the most beautiful. But I am pretty, I am all of those in my own way. So I am beautiful. I am talented. I am very bright and everything else. Because nothing else should matter. But still, in this world where the emphasis is on establishing thyself in material things, it's important for me to try to just keep a balance of my life. Yeah, it's good to go for those things, but the most important thing is to have myself. And that is the truth. So I get frustrated because I'm very determined, because I had one of the reasons why I have to do the things I do is I had a very limiting life where dreams and the dream to be something and fantasies that in career or to be an artist was adversely beyond reach or limited. And still even now, the circumstances around me pertain to a limitation that pervades my existence. And for me to deal with it, because being a human being, I'm still frustrated. You know, I'm not perfect. As I said before, I have many failures, but that's part of being the test of a human being. You know, I can say all the stuff I can say, but it's what the effort I do, what actions I take to enhance my potential and my situation. And it is, you know, it's not easy being a human being, but I'm going to make the best out of it, because I came on this planet to create, but also to use my mind to utilize the situations that I'm in. And it's one day at a time. It's not easy. Believe me, it's not easy. So, I have to persist, be positive, continue to enhance my creativity. I know you remember this song. Let me play it for you.
You are the one for me.
Spotify. If you like it, it's my song, That Is Why I Fell in Love with You. I'm sorry I didn't play the whole thing, but if you want to listen to the whole thing from me, contact me at DoveNeedsLove22 Twitter. It's on Twitter. I also it's on 3 albums. Yes, I released my 3rd album. But again, and this podcast is about hanging in there, especially with COVID-19. You know, COVID-19 is awareness that there are more important things, and it's hard, you know, because I'm such a, in my own way, a go-getter to do things. But you know, I want this, and I try to be always respectful of others. I have to, in order to get somewhere in this life. But it's important for me to stay in the present. The present means what's going on right now, not the past. That's one way for me to try to stay afloat in this existence. Yeah, remember past birthdays or learning about history or learning history events in that way, or holidays, yes. Maybe remember somebody or relatives or something, yes. But things that are hindering me or things that are beyond something I don't want to think about or in the past, it's time to let it go. It's hard sometimes because I get reminders with people or circumstances that remind me of what happened 20 years ago or 10 years ago. The past is in the past forever. It's never coming back. You know, I was getting into like pop music, you know, listening to like, you know, different kinds of music. Like yesterday was, you know, August 29th, Michael Jackson's birthday, so I was listening to that. And then I was looking to glam rock at times. And, but that, you know, that's like different music. You know, that was a different time period. Disco, yeah, that's in the past. It's gone. It's forever in the past. But, you know, it's inspiring me musically or something, or just, you know, just curiosity. But when it comes to places where I work or hung out or people or whatever that I want to forget about because it doesn't pertain to the present, or I moved on from that, and someone brings up about what happened 20 or 30 years ago, whatever, 10 years ago, then that's something to forget about, because I should not be thinking about that. I should be thinking about what's going on in 2020 in the future. Unless it comes to me directly, an urgent thing or something I dealt with directly, because I have dreams, but I also have goals and also want to be healthy mentally and physically, because as I get older, I have to appreciate what I have, because the truth is I don't know how long I'm going to live. I really don't. I have health issues or whatever, and I see people on Twitter, and I see people on the internet who die every day, sadly, tragically, you know, but we all are going to die, and I mean the same thing. I'm going to, death is absolute, but while I'm on this planet, I'm going to make the best out of it, because life is too short due to the fact that things are going to change, and the ultimate change is death. But death, we don't really die, but the most important thing that I'm trying to do for myself is to hang in there and appreciate what I have while I'm on this planet. Hopefully, I hope I live 40 or 50 years or 60 or 80 or whatever, because I still consider myself young, but regardless, I have to make the best out of it. Because the past is the past, but regardless, I have to move on. I have to stay in 2020. I can't think about what happened 20, 30 years ago. You know, unless it comes to me directly urgent that I have to deal with, and if not, it's over. And usually, pretty much in the past, is a lesser self of what's going on in the present, which is the higher self. So the higher self that I am, the higher self is for the future, because I know more in the present that I knew in the past. So the past is, you know, observation to learn, but I ain't gonna think about what happened in the past because it's over. The door is closed. So, and that includes with positivity and negativity, hanging around with good people. Especially, you know, it's important that when I hang around with good people, I be good myself. I can't hang around with a good person if I'm a bad person. No bad person or someone with bad motives is gonna ever do right with a good person. What I mean by that is that, you know, we're all good, but some people have somebody. That's not somebody I would want to hang out with. I would hang out with someone who's positive, who can move on, who can stay with the flow of the present today and on with the future, inspiration. And that's the way to stay healthy, for me to hang in there. Music is always going to be a priority for me in some form or another, but also I have to use my mind and be aware of the present and try to appreciate what I have. Because I don't know what's going to happen in the future, but I sure know that the future is going to be much better. But the past is over with, except for learning about holidays or history or something important, or learning about eras of music, you know, pop in the 80s or whatever, you know, listen to the music on Spotify, that'd be great. But with things that I used to do that I want to talk about with people, you know, I had to let that go. Life is too short, especially with COVID-19. It's affecting everybody. I think my health is affected by all this quarantining. I had to get checked up and everything, and I'm trying to make sure that I'm staying healthy. I hope you are healthy, and I know that part of the process of human being is to learn and grow, because I failed so many times. And I failed from this test, and I failed, and I failed, and I failed. I don't like it. I failed, but I have to get back up and continue. One day at a time. And to all those who got dreams in music or education or whatever that positive dream that you have, may it all come true. Or wish or whatever, because one day at a time. Good night from good night.